Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We are glad to have you joining us this evening for this great cosmic journey that we're getting ready to talk about and to share. I wanted you to know that we are located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I am talking to you, though, from Redmond, Washington. Just for your information, anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. You have to put Renford on the end. And you can get there live or by going to the archives, which is available after the show finishes, which is really the on-demand section. If you want to listen to it again, which you probably will because of the guest we have on tonight. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to share this or hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. Now, if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. Annie, the moderator, as soon as she sees your number come up, she will get you in. Well, tonight, I'm really excited about our guest that we have on, and it's just so blessed to have her on the show when I can get her. It's Mahala, and Mahala is a world astrologer. But before I tell you more about Mahala and introduce her this evening, I want to share a little bit about the RBR Network and all the shows that we have every week. Starting on Monday, that's my show, the Cosmic Contact Show. Tuesday is the I Am Well Show at 8 p.m., and that is all Central Standard Time. The Night Search Show is on Tuesday at 9:30 Central Standard Time, and that's from Memphis, Tennessee. The No Show is at 7 p.m. The Laws of Material Wealth is on Wednesday. Personal Development Program. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show, and that's at 1. Oh, I'm sorry, Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30 on Thursday. Getting ahead of me. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. on Friday, and then Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music. That's at 3 p.m. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 Show, and that is at 3 p.m. So now you've got the rundown of all our shows that were all week long, so be sure and check us out. But, of course, you know you always want to check my show out because I have the best guest ever, or I feel like I do. Well, tonight the best guest that I'm having, her name is Mahala, and she is going to be sharing some great things. She is a world astrologer, and we always have a great time when she's on the show. She's very exciting to listen to, and she says it's time, though, that we're getting ready to create a new Earth. And so she wants to know that we have to decide what we want to create. And she says, is it wanting to have an abundant life for everyone, maybe a world of peace and happiness with everyone talking out their differences instead of fighting, being able to speak your truth? There's a lot of things that we want right now, and it sounds like the energies are there for us to be able to create and manifest some things that we would like. So anyway, again, if you want to call in, call 347-838-9142, and Annie will get you in. Now, to contact Mahala on her website, that is www.mahalasastrology.com. Or go to the news. She gets them. If you want to get on her newsletter list or free news newsletter. She puts it out every month, and it's always so fun to get it. It's called planetalert@hotmail.com. That's planetalert@hotmail.com. Also, Mahala offers past life chart readings by Edgar Cayce. I've had mine done, and they are amazing. And I've had several people tell me that they did get a chart, ordered one from her, and they loved it. Well, okay. Well, let's bring Mahala in and let her start sharing all this stuff that we need to know about. Hi, Mahala.
Hi, Pam. How are you doing today? On this beautiful fall day here in Seattle?
I know. You know, I'm loving this weather. Everybody says, don't you want it to hurry up and get cool? I said, no, I'm from the South. I like it hot.
Oh, I thought it was really hot today. I just love the fall when it's warm in the daytime and cold at night and all the trees start turning color, and it's just so beautiful. It's one of my favorite times of year.
Well, me too. It is beautiful up here. And, of course, I've only been here a couple of years, and so I really appreciate it and just love it. I'm in awe every season we go through.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah. Well, there sure is a lot of energy floating around out there. I mean, like,
well,
it started with the new moon in September, you know, September 12th, our time. And that just, like, opened a huge doorway to letting a mass amount of energy in. And then it got really, really strong, you know, as we got closer to the full moon. And so we're still, like, in the full moon period because what was started at the eclipses, you know, is being triggered right now. And it's interesting to know astrology and then watch the events transpire, because astrology is just right on, and it's just so interesting. And like, I do astrology, I put the planets on my world map, and then I watch them move through the different signs and see the areas that they're going to be affected. And so for the last 3 days, the moon has been going through Cancer. And Cancer, of course, is a water sign, and it rules from the Mississippi River to the East Coast. And then Pluto was activating right the middle of it at 13 degrees. And so watching the news today and watching that tremendous flooding in South Carolina, you know, and my husband and I used to live there. We lived there for about a year. That's been a long time ago, and he's originally from North Carolina. And so I'm real familiar with the area that the flooding's in. And I thought, oh, my God, this is horrible. And they say, like, it's a 1,000-year flood. And so I think we need to send a lot of light to that area to help the people. But the planetary aspect, you know, it had to be somewhere along the East Coast for this to work out, you know. And being that Pluto's right in the middle of the sign, it's in Capricorn, but Lilith was in Cancer at the eclipse. And so that's triggering it. When the moon went into Cancer, then all that energy started being triggered. And, of course, Cancer is water, and it's also emotions. And so, last I heard, there were 8 earthen dams that had broken. And I thinking back to the time of living there, I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, that must be really, really a not a very good experience to go through. You know, I wouldn't want to go through it again. Like, we went through a hurricane when we lived down there, but Florence was about 70 miles in from the coast. And so even, you know, that distance, we still got hit with it really strong, and that was a real experience that I'll never forget. But what's happening right now is, like, 10 times worse than the hurricane that came in. And so there was a whole lot of events that were set up with these 2 eclipses, you know, and especially the blood moon. And on the blood moon, I mean at the solar eclipse, the first one on September 12th, at that particular time, the planet Lilith, which is the dark moon, the companion of our moon, And they call it the dark moon because you can't see it except when it's in front of the sun, and then you can take a picture of it. And so that triggers events a whole lot along with a regular moon. In fact, I think that little, the dark moon, triggers events more than our moon does. And so at that time, Lilith was conjunct Alcyon and exactly opposing Saturn. And so this is where all of this high-frequency energy has been coming in all summer, is the Alcyon-Saturn opposition that's been in effect, and it was in exact opposition until mid-September, and it's still in opposition now, but it has moved 1 degree away. But whenever, like if you have your sun sign, it's born right on the cusp, then you feel the events of both sides of the cusp, you know? And so like we're feeling the events from the last degree of Scorpio, and then the first degree is of Sagittarius. And then the sun's been in Libra. And so Libra rules the area where Europe is, like with Italy and the Pope, and then the Scorpio part is where, like the refugees, you know, that was one of the first big dramas that happened, and it's like a recreation of, symbolically, of the Moses drama. And then if you think back to the Moses story, you know, all the people were being led out of Israel to go to a land of milk and honey and a land of freedom. And so moving from Scorpio into Sagittarius, and Saturn's on 1 degree Sagittarius right now, the sign of Sagittarius rules freedom. But when so much light comes in, it pulls out everything from you, you know. And so people think, well, oh, we should be in the new world, you know, immediately after this big light waves came in. But what it does is it pulls out all of the energy within you, and then any fear or anything that's hiding in your subconscious will be right there in your face again until this energy can be stabilized. And as it becomes more stable, then it will start to get better. But right now, we're still in the integrating part of it. And so on October 2nd, I got this email, and my printer wouldn't print it out right, so I forgot who it was that sent it to me. But what it says is, okay, everyone, we've entered the time of test. These are huge, as reality are aligning big time. Everything is off during this old may creep up. These things occur to see what you believe and do. After huge blasts of light, every mass awakening, and yes, we've been going through these for years, everyone is tested to see what they still believe, what they will allow, entertain, and where they are still human. When a human reality presents where you are human, you will go right back into that. Fear and any other human lack emotion will emerge for you to release. Anything out of alignment or unresolved in your world will be present. Anything that can knock you off balance from inside can occur. You have to be present and conscious enough to realize that what is going on right now, we are in the instantaneous vibrations where the universal slap is huge. This energy surge made a 2x4 look itty-bitty, teeny-weeny small. So the game's over, yet fun comes in its place. The old human game is done. It's up to each to be present and make a choice. Get off the fence. Let it go quickly and move up in vibration into the higher dimension with absolutely everything you do, say, and think. And I wanted to get into that, you know, because, I mean, there is, we are slowly moving into a new world. When this blast of energy came in with this eclipse, the earth, the dimensions were literally shifted. So now some are moving into the fifth and others are still staying in the third. And so in order to get into the vibration of consciousness, because this is a huge consciousness shift, you have to keep your thoughts positive. And so I got this off the internet too, and it's the effects of negative thoughts. The moment negative thought enters your mind, your body releases acid. Your aura decreases. Your resistant power decreases. Your system's functions are affected. Your heartbeat increases. Your blood pressure increases. Unwanted hormones are released. With that negative thought, you may or may not harm others, but you definitely harm yourself. Think positive and be healthy. And I printed that off, so I have it right in front of my computer so I can remember to stay on the positive thought, you know, instead of going on to the negative. So it's right there reminding me all the time because I'm a Virgo, and Virgos are the top warriors of the zodiac, you know. So I have to keep that. Okay, stay in the positive. And thoughts are electrical. And emotions are magnetic. And so at the same time that we were having this eclipse, we had there was huge blasts of energy that came in. I don't know about anyone else, but all of this energy coming in, you know, right after the eclipse and around the eclipse, actually starting about September 23rd, it just totally knocked me out. And right at about the time of right after the eclipse, the solar eclipse, there were six M-class flares in a 24-hour period, and the largest one was an M7, and this caused the whole ionosphere to light up, and I don't know exactly where that was, but somewhere in the world, the whole ionosphere lit up, and when that happens, it really, really affects me, you know, because of the energy that comes in from it, and there were also several blackouts were occurring during that time period. And then, like, just, well, yesterday, and it's kind of thrown the energy off today, is that there was a crack in the magnetic field, and it let off beautiful, beautiful emerald green northern lights up in the north part, you know, around Sweden and Denmark and that place. And so when that happens, you know, like all that energy, the magnetic energy, and it comes in. Okay, so solar flares, you know, they hit you. And then that's kind of like, well, that's light energy, you know. And I kind of relate that to thought energy. And then that comes in, and then it stirs up your magnetics, which is the emotions. And that's, and then if you can't relay to those that energy, then like people, that's why so many people are going crazy. In the first place, the planet Uranus is in Aries. Aries rules the brain, and that planet works like a ball of light coming down into you. And then anyone who's off balance in any way, mentally ill, or they're just off balance and they have a real challenge with that, then this energy makes them go crazy. And that's why there's been so many mass shootings lately, is that the people just go crazy. And I don't know what can be done about that to stop it, unless they took all the guns away from the people in the United States, because we are having, you know, like the main mass shootings have been in the United States, because in the other countries they don't allow people to have guns, like in England and I don't know about in France and Greece and that, but they never allowed people to have guns, and so they don't have the rate of shootings that we have in the United States, where people have guns all over the place and they're really easy to get their hands on. And then when this energy comes in and it stirs up these people, you know, then they just go crazy. And it's really sad because, you know, it's mainly younger people that are being shot. And they're being shot by young people, and, you know, like the 20-year-olds, young 20-year-olds and stuff. And to me, that is just, it's so sad, you know. And I know that I'm trying to look at it from a more detached thing that, you know, that you're at the right place at the right time for whatever to happen. But if something happens in your family, you know, then you feel it even more strongly. And so I feel for all these families, you know, who have lost all their children in these shootings. And so that was, you know, like it was kind of like bound to happen with all of the energy that came in from this blood moon eclipse. And then at the time of that eclipse, Saturn was exactly square Mars. Saturn was on 1 degree Sag, and Mars is on 1 degree Virgo. And when that happens, you know, that's because Saturn and Mars together rules police events, it rules military, you know, it rules events that are what's considered negative. And so, you know, that was set up. And then with it, like it's over Syria, you know, so there's a mass drama going on in Syria, you know, not only with all the refugees leaving there for freedom or for a better life, it's also with the war there. And now we have China and Russia and us, the United States, all there together. And so that's a really hot spot right now. And as long as, well, Mars has moved off of Virgo. Mars is up to 10 degrees now, but it was triggered, you know, like at the eclipse. And so then once something is triggered, it has to run its course until the energy is gone from it. And so it has also stirred up the war energy and the gun violence and stuff like that. But there is one thing that we could do, you know, like if we focus on Mars being a peaceful planet, because this is another thing, because they came out with the news, you know, right around the eclipse times, and it says that there's water on Mars. And my first thought was, you know, Mars is considered a fire planet, in fire war planet in astrology. It's been considered that for a long time. Well, if we change and look at that planet in a different light and see it as a planet of peace, you know, if enough of us did that, you know, with our combined thoughts, then we could bring in the peaceful energy from Mars. And it was like last year when there was an asteroid that came in, and this asteroid, the first trajectory of it was that it would hit Mars, but it didn't hit Mars. But it did. It came close enough to Mars that it caused a big explosion on it. And so when you have something like a big explosion, then that created a big change on Mars. And so Mars, the planet Mars, is, you know, they, for the last year, they've been going through a major change. And all of the planets in the solar system have been going through the major change, and now it's our time to complete our change. And we have completed it. I mean, it was the turning point on September 27th, but in order to get into the new energy, we have to focus on that particular vibration. And so, I lost my train of thought there for a second. Had to get some
water.
Okay,
what was that vibration? Yeah, the vibration.
But there's a lot of good things that are happening, too, from this eclipse. And like when the Pope came here, I mean, there was, you know, like a lot of people grew up Catholic, and a lot of people left the church, you know, the organized religion, because they were so controlling, you know. But then if you take what the Pope has done since he came in, you know, first came in, well, the first thing he did was he changed the Vatican Bank. And the Vatican Bank was the controlling power for all of the banks. The buck stopped there. And over the years, all the drug money and every kind of money had been laundered through that bank. And when he came in, first thing he did was he changed it. You know, he threw out a lot of the ones who were there and put new people in their places. And then he's been changing all kinds of laws and stuff. And so he's like a reformer. And the prophecies, one of the prophecies, you know, like what the Antichrist would be the Pope, you know. Well, a lot of people are like saying the anti-Pope, you know, because he's a reformer. And so watching the love vibration that he created with all of these millions of people in Washington, D.C., and New York, and Philadelphia, that in itself was enough to bring in the the higher frequency. Because if you've got millions of people vibrating to the love vibration, and if you watched it on TV, you know, that vibration comes out of the TV and you can feel it. And so it's like moving above the part of control. And people who say that there's the New World Order is going to control the world, I don't believe that, because they already have. They have been in control for actually real strong since the Second World War. And it's just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger until right now they've had total control. But with this energy coming in, it's been changing the vibration. And so they, the dark ones, have been going down. And there's been so many in the last 3 years with Saturn and Scorpio. There has been so many things that have coming to light, you know, over those that time period, and all of the scandals and everything. And then when the Pope was in Washington, and I woke up in the morning, and here it said that Boehner had resigned. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, like he's second in line for the president. You know, if something happened to the president or vice president, he would have been president, you know. And so with the fact that he resigned, and he was like head of the Republican type thing. And so for the whole time that Obama's been in there, it's been Republicans fighting Democrats. Well, if you have a person that has that much power that all of a sudden just resigns out of the blue, then everything in the government is going to change. And then we come back to astrology, where Pluto is in Capricorn. Pluto's on 13 degrees Capricorn. It will be there for directly affecting for a couple more months. And 13 degrees, 13 is a number of change. 13 degrees Capricorn, and Pluto's a transformer. And the sign of Capricorn rules governments, corporations, structures, wood and building and all that kind of stuff. And so if you have Pluto, the transformer, affecting right over Washington, D.C., and you have the Speaker of the House resigning, I mean, the handwriting's on the wall. There's going to be a lot more transformation coming in, you know, from as long as Pluto is staying there. So just keep focused on the news and see what happens, you know. And it may take as long to work out as getting a new president in 2016. You know, sometimes, because when something's set up at an eclipse, it lasts for a long time. And it's not just a one-day thing. And so if we watch the transformation process, and then we've had Donald Trump out there, and he is, in my opinion, he's a tremendous actor. And so he has been the actor that has been acting on the world stage to wake up all of the people in the United States to see what has been going on, to make them make a decision what they want from their government. And so it's been the perfect, perfect drama, you know, to wake up people, what he's been doing. And it would be really interesting if he became president. I don't think he will, you know, but surprises do happen. But anyways, his drama has been played out with waking up people. And being that he would come out with such, you know, amazing statements, you know, and then that statements would go against what a lot of people think, you know, and then a lot of others don't. And so, anyways, we'll have that major drama going on in our United States, you know, for at least a year when the president comes in. But we'll probably see more transformation within the next 2 months in our government. And hopefully, when this transformation comes, it seems like our congressmen and stuff should have learned the lesson that you can't get anything done when you fight each other. Fighting is not the energy that is of the new age, of the new earth. The new earth is working together in peace and unity, and by working together and having the energy flow and all in synchronicity, then you can get all kinds of things done. And then also at this eclipse, the full moon eclipse, we have Mars is moving into almost conjuncting Jupiter right now, like today as we speak. It shows the moon, you know, I said that earlier, that the moon's been in Cancer for the last 2 days, activating that tremendous flooding. Well, Mars is moving up to be conjunct Jupiter, and it makes a perfect trine to Pluto on 13 degrees. And so I looked at that, and I thought, okay, Mars and Jupiter together is, well, it's also, on the negative part, it's troop movements and you know, like the bombing and stuff that's been going on. But it also rules the financial system. And so because we have the new financial system that's on board right now, and that's the BRICS nation or the Asian infrastructure thing, where almost all of the countries in the world have signed on to this new financial system, except the United States and Japan. And so at this, okay, and then, well, let's talk about this. Okay, so first we had the Pope and all of the drama and the love vibration, everything that came out with his visit. And then we had all the world leaders at the United Nations. Okay, well, I didn't know this until the last minute, you know, that the United Nations, that was their main meeting, was in September, you know. And so and that's why there were so many world leaders here at the time of the eclipse. And so the main agenda from the United Nations was setting up a new agenda. The agenda's already there, and I think if anyone wants to know what the new agenda is and what's going on, should read it. They can look it up on their computer. It's called Agenda 2030. And the everything is, this whole agenda is for the positive. And there's 193 countries that have signed that agreement, you know, including the United States. And so what they're trying to do is get everyone in the world to work together to make this new agenda become reality within the next 15 years. And so then on Saturday, okay, so I was watching the TV a whole lot on Friday to see what was going on. And then on Saturday, there was the Global Citizens Festival. Do you know what that is, Pam?
No, I don't. I haven't heard about that.
Okay, well, the Global Citizens event, it was it was held in Central Park of New York. It was a major festival, and the whole bunch of younger people have all gotten together. And this organization has been in effect for 4 years, and it's growing and it's getting larger and larger. And they are like the leader of this group has dedicated his life to, for the next 15 years, to make sure that the United Nations and everybody follows that agenda. And then at this agenda, President Obama spoke there, Michelle Obama spoke there, the head of the Asian World Bank, you know, the new banking system, he spoke there. And then on a little lighter thing, Malala, you know, the girl from Pakistan that was shot in the head, who got the Peace Prize. Anyway, she was there with four of her friends, and their agenda is to make sure that every woman in the world will have the opportunity to get an education. And so each of these girls that were there is in charge of different groups, you know, over in the Islam countries and stuff where they aren't allowed to go to school, you know, so many of them. And I thought, wow, this is just totally amazing, you know. And then this festival went on all day long, and I couldn't sit there and watch it, you know, so I missed part of it, you know, so I don't know who else might have spoken there. But when I realized what's going to come of this, you know, I mean, I thought, oh, my God, here, this is the new earth, you know. It's in the process of starting, but right now we're in the integration period of the old and the destruction, and I'm hoping that Syria won't get really bad, and Afghanistan too, because there's been bombing over there. And so you know, Saturn was going through Scorpio for the last 2.5-3 years, and it was over the Middle East and up, went up to Russia, you know. And so that was the area that was in the highlight for the last 2.5 years. Okay, so now that Saturn is in Sagittarius, it's going to start activating. And as soon as Saturn went in there, we started hearing about Afghanistan. And so the countries that will be affected by it right now is Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, and then right up above that is Kazakhstan, if I'm pronouncing it right. And I don't know how many people know about Kazakhstan, but that is becoming, that was, it was an ancient city where the Silk Road went, you know, and it was very, very popular, and they used that road, you know, to travel between the countries. And Kazakhstan is like right up above India, Pakistan, and like Russia, you know, and China, it's there. And so the capital of Kazakhstan is Astana, and that has become that, let's see, that city, well, they started building that city in 1997, and I think that this has a lot to do with the new banking system, the BRICS banking system, World Bank, or you know, that Asian and the rest of the world's banking system structure. And so Astana, I think, is going to be really important, because if you type that into the internet, you know, or go and click the link on my article, I put that link up there so you can see the pictures of it. And my first thought of that was, oh, man, this is a city of light, you know, because it's so beautiful. And so, and I didn't know this either until not long ago, but all the religious leaders from all over the world, and it looked like mostly Muslims there, they all had on their turbans and stuff that they wear, you know, but all of the religious leaders of the world meet there, and they've been meeting there to talk out their differences since 2003, and that's been a long time, and I didn't even know this was going on. But now, after this eclipse, this is coming out into the open, and a lot of people say, well, that city, that was made by the Masons. You know, it's got all the symbology of the Masons there. And so then they think that's for the New World Order. But Washington, D.C. is all designed and was all laid out with all Mason symbols all over the place. And then we have the Declaration is supposed to be a free country. Okay, so they have, that city is laid out the same way. And actually, the Masons are Templars, and there's been like two different groups of Templars, and one has been on the positive side, and one has been on the negative side, and there's kind of been a war behind the scenes going on with them, you know. To one of them is to bring in the new Earth, and the other has been to bring in the New World Control. And so because the Earth is now in 5D. The dark ones, and this is another reason that the control cannot come in, is because the control was all from four-dimension Earth, you know, and we jumped the timeline in 1987, and we went from 3D into 4D, and that 4D is where all the control happens. It's where the controllers live and control people in the 3D. And it's where the war in space went on. And so this war in space will be over too now, because we've jumped frequency. And then that's when, like, when Art Bell first came on and Coast to Coast, and how that just went like crazy, because people were just hungry for what was really going on in the world and the psychic stuff, and then it became you know, like everyday thing, you know. So now you don't think anything about it. You say, oh, I'm psychic or something like that, you know. There is not the connotation with it like there was before 1987, you know. And so it's just open-handed. Now, I mean, you can, you know, talk about anything you want to. And because the fourth dimension is where everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly all exist. And so now we're in 5D, which is an entirely different dimension. It's a dimension of love, unity, synchronicity, and magic and miracles. And so I'm really excited because we're in the year of magic and miracles, and it hasn't seemed like it that yet, you know, but I know that when the wave first came in, you know, started coming in big time on September 12th, that weekend, I felt so much love all weekend. I thought, wow, if this is what the new earth is going to feel like, I want to be here all the time. And so, and then the energy got stronger and stronger and stronger, and then all the solar flare started, and so then the energy got to the point where it just, you know, like knocked people out, myself included. And so it feels like we've been through, or at least for me, like we've been through a war, you know, and all our body, it's been, you know, hard to integrate all of this energy. And so I think that we all need a vacation, you know, so we don't have to do anything for at least a month, you know, so we can continue to try to focus on staying in unity consciousness and to manifest the love energy. So that we can help by our working together on the cosmic level, you know, to change the world, because it's a consciousness shift. You know, consciousness is what does it. And so it depends on what consciousness you're in. And, you know, and then the lower dimension ones, if they can't, you know, if they're having a hard time getting into it, well, then they will, you know, have to stay on the lower dimension Earth, you know, and until they can reach the point of consciousness. And it doesn't mean, you know, to have the level of consciousness, all you have to do is be a loving person and think with your heart. You don't have to, it doesn't matter what kind of education you have or anything, as long as you're a loving person. If you're loving person, you will automatically you will automatically be part of the new consciousness. Yeah, and so I think I've been talking nonstop here. Boy, get on a roll and don't know when to stop. So do you have any questions, Pam, or anything else you'd like me to talk about?
Well, I love everything you shared, and I didn't want to interrupt you because you have shared some great things. I guess I just want to hear more about that year of miracles and magic. How does that go?
Okay, this started in July of 2015. It's the Mayan Dream Spell Calendar, and so it's the White Wizard, and the White Wizard is a conduit for the light forces. And so by using this energy from this dream spell year of the White Wizard, by doing magic, you know, we can do magic and miracles. We just have to be in the right consciousness to do it. And there's been a lot of miracles happening, you know, right at the set minute. I can't think of any, but I know that it'll come back to me. But I know that there's been a lot of miracles that have been happening, you know, just out of the blue. And so if we focus on being a white wizard and doing magic with our consciousness, then we can do magic healings. Oh, I bet that this has to do with, okay, because Jupiter has just gone into Virgo. Virgo is a sign of health and healing on the positive level. On the negative side, it's fear and worry and anxiety. But the positive sign of it is the health and the healing. And so now that Jupiter is in Virgo and it will be there for a year, it might help us to do the magic and miracles that we're capable of doing in this energy. You know, and by healing ourselves, and healing, helping heal other people, healing the earth, healing all kinds of things. And this is a whole year cycle. And at this eclipse, the dream spell calendar glyph that was in effect was the red earth, and that's the glyph of birth. And so that shows me, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that on this eclipse, the birth happened, the birth of the new energy, with the massive light that came in and has still been coming in for this past week. And so I think that's really exciting. And then also the node is changing too. Okay, so we're not only going to have Jupiter in Virgo for a year. The node that has been going through Libra for last year and a half, and Libra or Libra, however you want to pronounce it, is like it's the balance sign. It's a balance. And one of the things, we've been balancing our brain so we can work with a whole brain instead of being on the left side or the right side, you know. We need to be whole. Like that's a marriage of the positive and the negative, is when our brain comes together and acts as one. And so that's been in the works for a long time. And so I think that that's about over because the node is on 0 degrees Libra right now. And also Libra rules relationships. And, you know, if you look around you, there's been, I don't know how many relationships that have come and gone during this year and a half time period, more so than normal. And so now, and then the node moves backwards. And so the node will be moving into Virgo. And right now, as it moves into Virgo, it's affecting the great, great central sun that holds 27 galaxies in place, plus our Milky Way galaxy. And that's a whole lot of power. And so if we can, you know, with that in effect too, along with the energy from Alcyone and the photon belt and the galactic center, we also have it from, you know, the great, great central sun. And so, you know, it's very important how we think, you know, so we can get into this consciousness and can start creating this year of magic and miracles. And so that's the good part. And so there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And so I don't know how long it will take us to integrate that. But I think that like October, November, December might be still be a little chaotic, you know, maybe Christmas, maybe that season will be like the turning point because, you know, Christmas is based on the sun, you know, where the sun is at the closest point to the earth, usually on January 4th. And that's called the birth of the Christ. And so, when that happens, then maybe we have this integration period of these fall months, you know, going through the dark part because, you know, summer, it's astrology, you know, the spring, everything starts budding, you know, and then you come to the fall equinox and then things start getting quiet as it goes through the winter, up to the winter. And then the winter is where everything is born within us, you know, during the quiet part. And so that's a Capricorn energy when the sun's closest to the earth. And it seems so weird that the sun could be closest to the earth, you know, in the coldest part of the earth, but of the year, but that's the way it works. And so then we have the birth going from, you know, in astrology-wise, from Capricorn to the new year, which always starts at the spring equinox. And so I would think, you know, just work on being balanced and being as steady as you can without, you know, going into the fear. Although this last week there's been a lot of fear things that have come up, you know. I mean, they're just, boom, they're there. And so we've had to release them, you know, like right now so that we don't carry them over. And so it's just, with the change in consciousness, that's the most important thing for us to do as the lower dimension still kind of goes through their chaos and as we're going through the separating part, so we don't get caught back into 3D, because you don't want to be back in 3D. Because if you're in the higher dimension, you can walk through fire without getting burned. But if you walk down into the lower D, 3D, you might get caught right in the fire. And you don't want that. So it's really important to really, really, really focus on your thoughts, because everything works instantaneous now. You know, there's very little, because we're in the time of no time. And so I'm sure everyone has noticed, today's Monday, and like tomorrow will be Friday. At least it seems that way. And the weeks just fly by. And then you think, oh my God, what can I get done in this week, you know? But there's one secret that people don't really think about, you know? If you run around and try to do everything that you can get done, that's not the way to do it. To get into the flow of no time, it's to slow down. And that seems really weird, because to slow down, to get in a higher frequency, but that's the secret, is to slow down and go to the God within. And then you can get twice as much done as you think you could, instead of running around like a chicken with its head cut off, you know. And so to go into the slow energy, and eventually we'll be in that energy, and it's like the earth is just going pound, 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 you know, until it reaches a certain level. And then it snaps. And then we come into the slow energy, where everything is more calm and peaceful and beautiful. And so we're real fast approaching that, I think.
Me too. Mahalo, that was great. I loved everything you shared, because every time you would talk about something, I'm going, yeah, I know that's going on. And yeah, because I will know somebody that has been going through all this fear stuff coming up for them, and they're going, where did this come from, you know? Well, it's exciting to hear that we're not all really crazy or going crazy.
Right, yeah. So we just have to stay away from the people that are mentally challenged and stay out of their way, you know?
I know.
As they
wow.
kind of go crazy, yeah. Right, yeah. But the degree that this eclipse was on, the meaning of the degree was the spirit's answer to the vital needs of whatever. Oh, wait a minute, that's September 12th. Okay. Okay, so I'll just look into my article here to see if I can find it. Because it talks about the separation of the wheat from the chaff, you know, or the goat from the thing. Oh, let me see. Let me find where that is. Okay. Why aren't I finding it? Oh, okay. Okay, well, first I talked about the degree of the September 12th, 13th. And, oh, that was on, okay, the spirit's answer to the vital needs of whatever became individualized out of the infinite ocean potentiality, all cycles, and an essential duality of success and failure. But as every release of new potentiality at the start of a cycle is inevitably polarized in two opposite directions, and that's what's happening right now, you know, becoming sharply differentiated as the mystic separation of the sheep and the goat. Symbolically, as I look at it, this is a separation of the old and the new world. And so that was on the solar eclipse of September 12th. And so that's, you know, it definitely shows that we're in the changing of the worlds. And then the degree for, let's see if I can find it here. Oh, here it is. Okay, just a second here. For the lunar eclipse was the degree of the lunar eclipse is a man revealing to his students the foundation of an inner knowledge upon which a new world can be built. This means that the necessity of the youthful spirits to learn from a teacher who through his long experience has been able to reach solid and illuminating truths and ideas. When the student is ready, the master appears. Devotion to a guru may be the way, but sooner or later it should be transformed into reverence, the truth within the disciple, saluting the true humility, the truth in the teacher. And so it was no accident that the Pope appeared in the USA during this full moon. He came here to express peace and love, and this love was felt by millions of people. And so it was moving from devotion or worship to a guru, to being on the same level as that person, and to transmute reverence or honor for the person, for the work that they've done in this lifetime, and for the student to salute the leader, and the leader to salute the people. And that's exactly what happened. And I thought, wow, that is so interesting.
Yes, it is, especially when you know how this all plays out. And gosh, thank you for sharing this great information and everything. And it does make, I think if we just understand what's going on and not get all caught up in the moment, you know, but really relax and just know that, yeah, this is supposed to be happening right now and we'll get through it. And I guess the only thing a little concern I feel, of course, is with the fighting and the war over there.
I think everyone's concerned about that.
Will that ever calm down? When is that? Can that get better? I feel we've got.
Well, I think what's going to happen is that eventually we'll be on the frequency where we won't be able to see that, and that will still occur in 3D. But those of us living on 5D will not experience it, or will not even be able to see it. And so, you know, there are certain people that come here to learn certain lessons. You know, it's all an evolutionary type thing. And so, you know, not everyone here is ready to go into the higher frequency. They still have lessons to learn, you know, and they may come back to, if it stays, the 3D planet stays here, they may come back in that, you know, and have to learn the same lessons over again. But the ones who graduation, it's graduation time. And, you know, not everyone graduates. I would like to say that everyone graduates, but everyone that has love in their heart will graduate. And the rest will have a challenge because they're going to have to learn how to deal with their anger and their fears and all that stuff, you know. And so maybe, you know, they'll come back. Maybe they graduate on a different level, and then they can come back to the new earth and incarnate on the new earth and then live a peaceful challenge. And being that maybe they chose this lifetime to, as their final lifetime, to learn that it doesn't work to fight, you know, and to kill each other and everything. And so that's one way of looking at it.
Yes, it is. Well, one more thing. Have we had more eclipses and I don't know than this year than I can remember? Is it or it's always this many? I don't know. Maybe they've just been more intense.
Yeah, no. There's usually eclipses that happen every year, you know, like twice a year.
Yeah.
But the reason
that
these were so predominant was because they were four blood moons in a row the last 2 years. And there've been four blood moons, and that just doesn't happen. I mean, that's very, very rare. And so that's why there's been such a consciousness focus on these four blood moons. And then it also focuses into the Jewish festivals, you know, which in right now, you know, like September 12th was the ending of the year of Shemot, and that's when the financial system would crash. And so, like in August, we went through, look at the Chinese market crash, and then the Wall Street crash, you know. And so people think that it's going to continue to crash and everyone will be in drama, but I've never thought of it that way because I think it's a transition. And I think, I don't know how the transition's going to work, but I think we're all going to be transformed into this Asian, the brick, because it's a new system, and it's based on helping the world develop and to get the world out of poverty and for bring out the new inventions so that we can clean up the pollution on the earth and do all those kind of things. And so we're right on the verge of that right now. And so,
that's exciting.
You know, I like to focus into the future Earth, you know, because it's not that far away. And then to try to keep my energy on the new energy, you know, the higher energy. And it makes it easier to go through this integration period where the dark is so dark right now, you know, and like especially over in Syria, that's where it's all focused right now, and Afghanistan starting to. And so, you know, I don't know exactly how that turns out. I hope it won't be a big explosion before it calms down, you know, but sometimes that's the way it happens. And in order to get people's attention, it's a big explosion, and then it settles down, and then people think, oh, we shouldn't do this anymore, you know. Maybe that was the wrong thing, and if we want to live happily, we'd better stop our fighting, you know. But I don't really know how exactly that's going to turn out. I do know that they're the focus, and we just have to see. And with the three main powers all in Syria right now, you know, that on one level looks a little scary, you know, with China and Russia and the United States all there together. But maybe. They can learn to talk, you know, and to settle their disagreements by talking instead of fighting. Oh, and Mercury's going direct this week, and that will help a lot, because Mercury retrograde has made everything so confusing, you know, and it's made so many accidents, you know, like train accidents and plane accidents and a big accident here in Seattle. And that these things always happen when Mercury's retrograde, because it's just the energy from it. And so this weekend, Mercury turns, and then there's always a few days after that, you know, before it really gets into the forward motion. And so, but we're shortly, we'll be out of the Mercury retrograde period. And I say, thank goodness.
Yeah. You know what? Everything you say is just so right on. I love having you on the show. You are amazing, and thank you for staying on top of this. And you know what I love the most that you did share was those two things that you read to us, that you said you had one up there where you can remind yourself, you know, to stay positive and, you know, what I call staying in vortex. You know, really just
right,
stay in love. Yeah, just keep.
Right, yeah. And if you want to stay healthy, you know, stay out of negative thoughts, you know, because they say that the main thing, you know, for our health in the body is, I mean, you need a balanced body, you know, not an acid body, you know, because acid body creates all kinds of illness in the body. And it's basically caused by negative thoughts.
Right. That's stinking thinking, honey. That's it.
Yes, it is. That's right, yeah. So think positive and be healthy.
Do you have anything else you want to share? We're at the end of the show. Can you believe how this hour just flew by?
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, yeah. Okay, well, I think that's really good to end on a positive note, you know. And
yes. And
so let me read the effects of negative thoughts again, you know, so people can... Okay. The moment negative thought enters your mind, your body releases acid. Your aura decreases. Your resistant power decreases. Your system's functions are affected. Your heartbeat increases. Your blood pressure increases. Unwanted hormones are released. With that negative thought, you may or you may not harm others, but you definitely harm yourself. So think positive and be healthy. And keep your emotions in balance, because thoughts are electrical and magnetic is emotions, you know. So keep your emotions in balance. Keep your thoughts in balance, your emotions in balance. And that's how we create. First it's the thought, and then it's the emotions, and then it's the physical manifestation of it.
Well, let's just think positive, and we will.
Yes.
And I
Yes. I know. Yep. But if you're so ingrained in negative things, you know, sometimes it's hard to get out of it. So you really have to focus on it, you know, to, or, and like, if you think that, change that thought, you know, I choose not to think that anymore. You know, that's what I tell myself. I want to think positive.
Talking to a client, and I said, I know you beat yourself up all the time because you say, well, I worry about everything. I'm the biggest worrier, and they are. And I say, can you just stop saying worry? Just say resistance. I said, every time, I can tell when we're talking that you're worrying about something because your eyebrows go together, you know, they cinch together.
Uh-huh.
And I said,
uh-huh.
You tell yourself when you know you're doing that you've just got some resistance and stop that, you know. And
right.
They liked that better. They thought resistance sounded better than worry, but same thing.
Yes, yes, yeah. And resistance is 3D energy, and flowing synchronicity is 5D energy.
We're going to stay in the flow, honey.
Yes, definitely have to stay in the flow. Just let everything be as it is, and to be non-judgmental. You know, and that's another thing that's really hard because, you know, people have a tendency to judge everyone and everything that's happening, you know, but that doesn't help any because everyone's doing exactly what they need to be doing for their own growth. And so if we're going to judge them, you know, we're adding negativity to it. And so we have to become a higher level empath where we can feel compassion for what's going on but not be brought into the drama of it.
All right, I agree. That was a wonderful statement. Thank you very much. Okay, everybody, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you listening to the show and every week. Please come back again next week. I've got on a Monday, I've got Carolyn White. She's a chakra life coach, so you know you don't want to miss out on that one. And Annie, did you want to say something in closing?
I just wanted to say thank you, Mahala, for all the great information. And
oh, you're welcome.
I wish we had another hour to listen to you. And thanks to all the callers that called and listened in, and just join in with us again next week. And it's always great to hear from you, Mahala. Thank you so much.
And thank you for inviting me. It's always it's fun for me to share my knowledge. I enjoy doing that.
Yes. You're truly blessed.
Right. Yes.
Okay.